sounds like my bag. Yeah. Give me some walnut. Was it walnut or pecan fudge? I can get all three, all both of them.
Got chocolate, peanut butter, chocolate, New Orleans cream.
Let's just go over the ones that you said had the nuts.
I got a couple of s'mores fudge.
S'mores fudge? Oh.
Oh, this is candy. This is candy. I thought it was ice cream.
Okay.
It's good.
Trash.
Is it good?
Free samples. They're always free samples. They're only a taste.
Oh my goodness. Come on guys, we got free samples.
It's not sold by the slice. Size slice is only half a pound.
Whoa.
How much
slice?
$6.49 for half a pound.
What good is this one left?
You know, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate nut. Praline, Rocky Road, chocolate caramel nut, double chocolate nut.
Yeah. You got a sample of the praline?
That wasn't chocolate nut that I had, was it?
That was s'mores. It had marshmallow in it. We got it. It didn't make a mess. My drink fell over.
Oh, wait. Who's the praline?
He wanted some.
All right.
Y'all sound
for guy?
Sure.
This is
more fudge. Well,
It's so good to me. What's that program they want at night? You let me get on that. What's the program? What did y'all want last night? What's the name of it? It's on top.
What's the American Idol?
Yeah, American Idol. I'm gonna get you on American Idol.
All right, yeah.
Hey, on the feathery.
All right, Don, what you want?
I'm gonna give me some of that double chocolate nut or whatever it is.
So good, so good.
Double nut, that means it's got more nuts.
So that's what you want, the double chocolate, double nut guy? Yeah, Give me two of those.
How much is it?
Each slice was approximately a half pound. It's $6.49 for a half pound. So, by the way.
And give me one of the s'mores.
$6.49 for a half pound.
Good.
What is that? $6.49 half pound.
And what's the best fudge you got in here? You tell me.
Well, number one seller is a New Orleans praline with chocolate nut. My favorite is peanut butter. All right.
All right. Give me just the regular chocolate nut. Then.
I like
but you like the peanut butter? Put me a peanut butter in there too. I'm hooked on fudge, you can see.
Oh man, just think of Jeff and Melissa were here.
I know it.
Alright, so you got two double shot dark chocolate. You got a s'mores.
Peanut butter. And chocolate nut.
You want plain peanut butter or chocolate peanut butter, Don?
What's the difference?
One don't have chocolate in it, it's just straight peanut butter vanilla. The other one's chocolate peanut butter.
We'll take one vegan.
Whichever one he said he liked, that peanut butter fudge.
Okay, I got it.
That's the plain.
Normally like buy four. Mm-hmm. I mean buy three, you get the fourth one free. Mm-hmm. So you buying what? One, two, three, four. Boy, I tell you what, I'm gonna hook you up.
All right, hook me up.
If you buy six, all six of them, I'm gonna give you four more for free. Give me a peanut butter.
Look, he said, get that peanut butter. Which, like, get him a peanut butter, and then some of y'all pick pick some y'all want.
So we got.
I want chocolate peanut butter.
I want praline.
Alright,
so pick something,
I don't care.
I don't
need it in no way.
You got the peanut butter,
you know?
Praline.
How much is it?
How much is it? So we're getting six and we're
paying
for,
to get 10. Start your bank. You gotta pay for six, buddy. Oh,
okay.
Okay,
praline.
And how many more we got to go?
Here you go.
Get a chocolate peanut butter in there if you got another.
Chocolate peanut butter, she said. No.
We ought to get something to take James' shirt.
Well, I'm going to box all this up.
They'll share. Yeah. We'll share all of this.
Yeah. We'll share all of
the slices.
Yeah, they're huge.
So you got four more to go.
Oh, you got two more to go. I'm sorry.
Herbert, Ronnie, y'all want some?
Herbert's getting peanut butter.
You got some plastic knives or something? Either?
I got plastic knives in the room.
Okay. There goes $6. Which one?
Two more to go, guys.
That's the five.
Yeah, two more to go.
Okay. Give me some a couple of vanilla things. Whatever you got.
Vanilla, you want maple?
Yeah. Hot dog.
You gonna have
your? We just got an assortment.
You gonna have your steps on
time. All right.
What'd you drop?
45,
61. About what?
CCID.
Got your ID?
What's that? Yeah.
Oh, so sorry.
No problem. All right, Mr. Ball.
Mm-hmm. You can sing, right?
Yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to box it up for you, okay?
Yep.
Yeah. 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 All right. Here's your card. Let me
sign.
Sign for it. There you go, Don.
Yeah, okay.
Just put the finger where you want it inside.
Yeah. Maybe you want to get the two that you wanted out of there.
Box. I'll get mine when we get back sooner or later.
Okay. All right, you guys want, box it all up for you guys, okay?
All
right.
So which one are you?
I'm peanut butter man.
You the peanut butter man. He's the peanut butter man.
That's
the peanut butter
guy, man.
Susan, you wanted a double nut,
right? Susan,
show
up here.
Hey, you got a little bag I put
in? Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Her.
You grab yours.
You don't want to
sit here? I'll stick mine down
here.
You get both of our
things.
Give her one of them double nuts.
I got the peanut butter one in this bag. The others are like four in the box. We'll do them.
Did you get the Bradley
No, we'll just share all of it. Oh. Just an off fit.
Yeah, he needs a grocery bag.
That's all right. You see the men's.
Thank God. You got to get a place to go.
Okay, baby, we're going down to Bourbon Street. You told me to record it, so I'm recording it. I'm with Bonnie, and she has encouraged me to be trustworthy.
Yes, she has.
She's trying to hit Sharon money.
So we're off on the trolley. We paid $1 water. And the man said we can ride.
Taking off tomorrow, y'all.
Yeah, so
Fitzpatrick.
Take it out,
guys. Take it out.
Raleigh cars are clinging.
Hey, sit out.
The more live, bro.
Where
are
we going?
You know, black person is about to grab the
live,
bro.
Man rings a bell, I guess that's when we come to a big stop. You gotta call people to it.
Hey, Don Ball?
Yeah.
When I was in Europe, I was in Holland with some friends, and we were catching a trolley, and the bell kept ringing, and I asked what the bell was for, and he said, well, don't worry, it's not the dinner bell.
Grandpa!
I love this.
Yeah. The bell would ring when the trolley was getting ready to come. It wasn't part of the trolley. It was just on the, I guess, on a pole or something by the track.
There's Popeyes.
This is
about 2 miles.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah,
there's Popeyes right behind you.
Yeah. Just right over there.
Yeah.
You didn't drive that far.
One day,
Two stops.
I wish we had some of them in Raleigh.
Do we stop at every intersection or just when people are there?
All the babies. I think they're better than Bojangles.
Yeah, I was there. And we used to have a golden skillet.
What?
Golden skillet. That was the name of it.
Golden skillet was a little bit of good problem. What kind of stuff do they have?
They had some good fish chicken in there.
They might go to still that have to be down home cooking.
Man, that was
he's
good.
Calling the stops out and he should be able to hear those.
Man, I just, boy, I live there.
You were there and I didn't
that chicken was better.
A lot of chicken.
They were better than Kentucky.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Try to get a road on peel over here tomorrow, right?
Now, we don't
need ready to roll.
Yeah. I was in the house.
Google on the wall. Charlotte, North Carolina. How's David?
Just right here.
How's David, by the way? Do you hear anything?
Well, that's how it's pronounced, huh? What's that? Round
off. Oh, yeah? You know, JB, when we went to Denny's that time when we were all about half asleep that night, they got a real good burger. That big 8-ounce burger they got is killer.
That's a dumb ball.
What's that? Yeah.
Is it 8 ounce or is it half a pound?
It's something like that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I made two meals out of that.
Well, at Don Ball, one time at Perkins, we had a lady tell James that they didn't have, he ordered a half pound, that half pound chopstick, half pound burger, or half pound chopstick. She told him they didn't have he ordered an 8-ounce one. She said, quote, sir, we don't have an 8-ounce, but we do have a half pound.
Oh, big guy.
And Sharon and I had always good to keep cracking up.
You and Sharon and Carla and the rest of us. Channel 11's website that the winds were on the weather portion, that the winds were from the north at 0 miles per hour.
Oh, good God.
How the hell can they do this? Well, never mind.
And we told Wade about it, and he didn't get the joke. He didn't see the humor in it.
Maybe it's
but I think that's what Patty Derrick and everybody else
0.5 or something like that.
What, James?
That shortly after that, Patty Derrick and Gary McGrady all over
you're the right. Mm-hmm.
All of them showed up at Channel 17.
Oh, yeah?
That's where they all are.
Bourbon Street, St. Charles Streetcar, next time.
All right.
I want bourbon.
I want
I'm going to be bourbonized.
Are beer and vodka streets in the same vicinity?
Bourbon Street, people, come on down.
All right. Going to the Bourbonator.
Bourbon Street.
Man, look at that crowd waiting to get back on it.
Right now,
step on down, Mike. I'm behind you.
all I'm doing.
Every day I get it.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, he had to pay $10 for meals on wheels. Reggie had to pay a fine of $10 for meals on wheels.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That wasn't, that didn't make his day, I'm sure.
No.
He was too serious in the crowd. And they fined him, $10.
Damn.
See, I was smiling when I was holding on to my sweet thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where's he at now?
He's still back there paying his fine, Robert. She's probably
well, we gotta wait on him. He's been given a citation for being too serious.
Ten trucks for meals on wheels in case y'all want to help out with his little project back there.
There's a lot of pretty women on this street.
That's what I understand.
We're walking along with a bunch of pretty ones, but there's a lot of them around.
On either side of us?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is wait for one, huh?
Y'all trappers. Y'all want to come on a damn trap. We got a citation.
I guess you better be smiling next time.
$10. It cost me 12.
Get your hat. What'd you pay that thing for?
It wasn't nothing.
That's just how they are here.
Oh, I didn't know they caught Albert, too. That's a way to make money for meals on wheels. They caught two gentlemen out of our group and pulled them to the curb. We're on our way. Oh, they've had a little bit of an open area right now where there are not as many bands. We had a big, big conglomeration there for a few minutes.
T-shirt shops. Boa shop.
Purple rain with friends. Hey there. That's Charmin.
What's the name of that place? Right, moving on. That's the 544 Club.
Yeah. That's in a lot of these famous old clubs and bars and restaurants and things that you only read about in books.
Live music, no cover. Don't skip anything.
street like the first main street in New Orleans or what?
No, it's the main street of the French Quarter. Yes, it is.
Man, I'd love to stay up there and play some stuff.
Oh!
Some chateaus.
Let me get a couple of the double chateaus.
Okay.
And you got any Cohibas?
Yeah, I have the Churchills and Coronas.
The Coronas.
Okay.
Ooh, they got pretty ladders.
They got one that says something about New Orleans or not?
I don't know. I can't see them. There's a $79 one. I don't think I want that. I got Roscoe a lot when he turned 36. And the 50.
I hate to be holding y'all up, but.
No, don't worry about it.
Here they go. Now these are the double chateaus.
Alright.
Those are with the natural sun grown. And those two smaller ones are the Cohibas.
Do you have any Partagas?
Yes, I do.
I'll take a couple of Partagas.
Now I have in the Partagas, I have a nice deal. I have this set that comes with a Cameroon, a Spanish Rosado, and a black label. It's three cigars for the price of two. Comes in a nice little package box.
Bring me that, and let me ask you, do you have any CAOs?
CAOs, yeah. I have them in Cameroons or the Maduras, the MX2s.
You got the Pyramid?
In both, yeah.
All right, let me get the Maduro.
The Maduras, okay.
You're spoiling yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see these things. Oh, my God.
You see, I know what to buy.
Yes, you do. He's like impressed. I am too.
It's like dealing dope. I know what to get.
Now these are the right here. These are the CAOs, the MX2s. That's a Maduro.
Wonderful.
And this is the buy three.
Good.
I mean three for the good price deal of two.
You have a real nice souvenir type lighter for New Orleans or something
no,
like that.
No.
You'd like to have?
No. No.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I'll get the cigar.
All right, let me tally this up.
You got some kind of little cutter you can throw in?
Yeah, I'll throw some in. Give me a second.
Okay. You just saved my life.
That's 88.18 total.
Here you go.
I'll throw a receipt in there. Hold on a second. I'm going to put in this bag here for you.
I hadn't found a cigar all over.
You're in the right place. That's the receipt there. Thank you very much.
You have a good one.
All right,
now you spoiled yourself.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I saw that?
Hey, and I think my mom will be down here.
Okay, you want to go back to Bourbon Street then?
Yeah.
Back to Bourbon?
Yeah.
What get back to for?
Okay, Ginger, you want to get back to
what did I say to for?
Thank you, Bonnie. I've been looking all over New Orleans for cigars. Our cigar store was a little detour down a little side street. Kind of like we're going in a place to buy dope or something.
Down the other side.
So what y'all see
that
look good?
You see a restaurant that you wanted to hit?
I wouldn't have any idea.
I smell something that smells to my appealing right now. Some kind of grilled steak or something.
Let's go back down.
There's a horse.
Are there horses?
Oh, now I know. They had police horses up in Asheville, and they wore a diaper.
Oh, my.
Little leather duty bag. Got some pick in here on the right. We're coming down the other side. We've gone just about to the point where it's safe to go. So we're turning around and going back.
Hey, get it.
Let's get it on. So much to get. Understand you. Hey. What do you smell, Jamie? Man?
Oh, horse shit.
My God. What are them poles?
Yeah.
I thought it looked like a traffic stop or something. All kinds of like Dominican Republic cigars.
Got a car coming.
LTD.
What's going on?
Get him.
Get him.
You catch him?
Nope.
You missed him.
I missed him.
He went right by you.
Restaurant,
what's it called, Danny?
Bike Hammer.
Are we on Bourbon?
Bourbon.
Do that dance, girl.
Hey, come up, come up. try to get some loot.
Yeah?
Oh,
Texas. One live party all night long. I'm gonna have to use the restroom anyway.
Yeah, you get in there, you can do it.
Come on in, Mike. Mike Anderson's gonna eat seafood.
Sorry, I didn't mean like seafood.
Y'all going back.
Well, y'all save me a seat. I got to use the restroom.
I need to go to the bathroom.
We're at Mike Anderson's, and they got a menu just about like anybody else. I hate I didn't turn it on during the menu, but the one thing they got different is fried alligator.
The regular one, not the
super. And that's the one thing I have heard that's on the menu. It's different. Fried alligator.
Oh, it's still rocking and rolling out here.
Did Albert go with James and Sharon? Okay.
Had a fantastic dinner. I'll call you and tell you all about liquor. Turn the mic on so you can hear all this noise now. Imagine how it smelled when that was the only mode of transportation.
Oh boy.
order from me until I get it.
Ginger, you got a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay. She has 150.
Sunday morning,
maybe
the French powdered sugar donuts.
I'll be right there on that, Ginger.
Where's that?
Climbing on board the bus.
Yep.
They don't really turn around, they just, they come.
car to walk with.
It's not really that car to walk. We walk most of it.
I thought her calling.
No, this transport will be like the next one. But we're going to come to the ride. The guys that flew left out Thursday morning and went here by 9:30 or 10 o'clock. They left out early Thursday morning.
Yeah.